This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. More cuts could be announced today for the city of Denver, which has already laid off more than 150 people and closed hundreds of open jobs. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
Mayor Mike Johnston is set to publish his budget proposal for 2026. The city has already reduced spending by $100 million with job cuts, but the city administration says they'll need another $100 million in savings thanks to a slowing economy and the city's depleted savings. Some of those cuts have already been announced, including extended temporary closures for two library branches and a plan to shut down two homeless shelter sites. The budget must be approved by the Denver City Council. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
A new climate study finds eastern Colorado is probably drying out faster than the western slope. Here's CPR's Sam Brash.
Alex Reg Stebbins is the lead author of the study and a scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research in Boulder. She says climate models show the Front Range is likely losing moisture, even as it gains population.
If we don't change the way we use water, cities like Denver, Boulder, and Longmont, Colorado Springs are going to become more and more dependent on water that we take from the west and pump to the east.
The study suggests western Colorado is also drying out, but not as quickly. A trend towards arid conditions on either side of the Continental Divide also means less water in the Colorado River for cities like LA and Las Vegas. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
More news at cpr.org.